Grace and peace be yours this day from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him and said, "Tell us when this will be and what will be the sign of your coming. What will be the sign of the close of the age?" And Jesus answered, "Take heed that no one leads you astray." As we conclude our church year, our text speaks of last things. But unlike the question, perhaps, which looked concerning the description of signs, Christ leads us to focus our attention on something else, namely, how we comport ourselves within those signs. Do not be led astray. That is, keep steady in the course and recognize exactly what the Christ looks like. It is in the midst of travail that we find ourselves. The end is not yet, but that doesn't mean the Christ is not yet. What are the signs of your arrival? We might even say it's because Christ is present that we have these travails. Immediately after the text just read, the fate of Christ's disciples is depicted in words reminiscent of Christ's own passion. "You will be delivered up to tribulation, put to death, hated by all nations. Many will fall away and betray, hate one another." Human life is made up of times of tribulation. Warfares, famines, earthquakes. That is what we are confronted with. Stay the course. Keep in mind that these are the context, the circumstances in which faith is called for. These are not signs that God is forsaking his world. The signs that in and through these things he will bring forth his purposes. Like a woman in the travail of birth pangs, she will bring forth. And in and through these things, God will bring forth. The question is, will you have remained steadfast through this so that when God brings forth, you will be among those who rejoice? Faith. In the midst of the earthly woes, Christ says, "Stay steadfast in faith." Recognize the Christ. What Christ? The Christ that comes immediately afterwards. The Christ of the Passion and of the Crucifixion, who even there on the cross, where death is the next step, death, the reality, still says, "Father, into your hands I commend my life." Even then, faith recognizes God in the suffering. God is hidden in these things. Christ hidden in these things. not just as an opportunity, but as the one who is present and suffering with you even as for you. It is by virtue of our hardness of heart, by virtue of our hatred, that Christ comes in these things. We sang it a moment ago. Peace in our heart where sinful thoughts are raised. Where do we find Christ? In our heart. Where we have sinful thoughts and hatred. There we find the cross. Let not these thoughts lead you astray. But even as you think these thoughts, say, Christ, forgive me and heal me. Peace in your church. Our troubled souls wait. Peace in the world while its endless wars are raging. How do we speak of peace where there is no peace? Because the one who struggles is Christ, the Son of God, who crucified and resurrected. That's why. Our lives are covered by death and sin. That is our lot. Therein have faith in the one who gives life and in the one who forgives sin. These moments call for our faith as we struggle. But as that great All Saints' Day hymn says, when the battle is fierce, then steals upon the ear the triumph song. Christ, who in the midst of his own suffering and death, was the man of faith and gave his life over to his Father, showed therein already the life of the resurrection. In giving himself over to the Father, death had no power. His God remained, even in death, the God who creates and gives life. So, in his footsteps, we walk. And in our death, in our agony, in our temptation, in our hatred, we too are to give ourselves over to the God who does good. For that's what faith is. Clinging steadfastly to God's promise, even when it seems for naught. The last things always turn out to be the present. That's the way eschatology is. Because eschatology, the last things, do not speak of last moments. They speak of the God who brings to pass his will. So it was in Christ's death that God brought to pass his will. That there be a faithful man who even into death would confess God to be his God and Father. We are called to the same discipleship, the discipleship of our Lord. And I suppose that's why Luther, when everything was said and done, said that every day of the Christian, not just the first day or the first moment, but every day, be characterized by repentance, so that God can speak to us in our sin. So that's where we are. And He can speak to us in our death. For that's where we are. And that's what our text speaks about. Remain steadfast in your life that God gives to you. Seek His favor every moment of your day. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.